You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I also have my co-host, Keelan Harvey, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, May 5th show. We bring in studio each week the best of the best experts in our local market on everything money. We're here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that I have on that we have on the show, 1-855-400-1150, or go online at the MoneyHour.com. And last guest in studio, first time in studio, very excited to have a conversation with Angelina Wallant with John L. Scott, building urgency around your home sales. Angelina, thank you so much again for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Tina. It's nice to be here with you and Keelan.
And a little bit about Angelina. She's managing broker with John L. Scott in Redmond. She's been with John L. Scott for 15 years, specializing in Greater Seattle East Side area for the last 8 years. Angelina has also served on the relocation teams of some of the largest corporations in our area. Angelina is a member of the Council of Residential Experts and a 9-time winner of Five-Star Agent Award. Congratulations. That's a huge honor. She is a mom of two brilliant college-age kids, one in L.A. and one in Portland. She lives in Sammamish with her charming husband and three cats, though she does claim that she is not a crazy cat lady. In her free time, she likes to hike, travel, read, work out, and try new restaurants. And what a great hobby when you're a real estate agent, because you're really getting around and seeing what this amazing Seattle area has to offer for our home buyers. So excited to have a conversation, Keelan and I, about building urgency around your home sale. So we all know it's a seller's market out there, and sellers may think that they can just take a few pictures with the cell phone, put it online, and count the offers that come in. And what would be your response to that, and how that could actually be devastating in their success of home selling?
Well, sure, you could do that, but you can do a lot better than that.
Yes.
People, I think, may assume it's such a hot market that you don't necessarily need to do a lot of preparation or think too much about it, but it will pay off if you do, no doubt.
Yeah, and pay off by netting a higher price and really being able to get those multiple offers coming in. And I think that's what people miss is, yeah, you can get an offer. You can get an offer in days, maybe a week. But do you want to get multiple offers, as most as you can? And then who's going to help you navigate through all of that craziness?
Exactly. So yeah. What happens when you get these multiple offers, if you should be so lucky to get them? I mean, it's a lot of preparation. So it's getting your home looking like it needs to look, getting it staged and cleaned up and getting your yard looking good. But it's also anticipating what buyers are going to be thinking about. So it's kind of putting your buyer hat on and thinking, okay, if I'm a buyer, what am I going to be concerned about if I'm trying to buy a home?
Mm-hmm.
And what that basically boils down to is contingencies or conditions that they would want to include in their offer, that they would include if it were a normal balanced market, but that they are waiving today because of the kind of market that we're in. So we try to make it as easy as possible for a buyer to say, okay, I want to make an offer. So we put all the information forward that we can. So for instance, I might tell a seller, why don't we do an inspection before we put the house on the market, and have that available so that other agents and their buyers can download it so that they can see what's up with the house. Depending on where this house is and how we're going to price it, we may not need to deal with those issues, but just putting them out there so that they're not a question for a buyer. There's a lot of buyer fatigue going on. A lot of buyers are spending their own money to do inspections before they make an offer. It's their own pre-inspection. And you know, at my office, you can talk to a lot of other agents. There are buyers who spent thousands of dollars on inspections on homes that they've never gotten. So doing this for them with a reputable inspector who's not someone's uncle, I mean, just someone who is well-known and well-respected, it takes away an obstacle for a buyer. They can still do their own inspection if they feel like it before making the offer, but they can also save a few dollars and say, okay, I've got the big picture here, licensed bonded inspector, I'm good. Another thing is the title contingency. We can have the title information available ahead of time so that people can review that. And so when we take those steps, we take away obstacles, we take away questions. One thing that I think is really helpful too is, you know, when you are listing a home as an agent, you don't know who your counterpart is going to be. And most of the time it's a very talented, experienced agent, but sometimes it might not be.
Yeah.
Angelina, what are some strategies that you can that you use to make sure your sellers have the best possible outcome?
Well, some of the things that, you know, I just mentioned, but mm-hmm. also helping the other agent who you're going to be working with to be prepared. So offering them as much information and coaching as possible so that they can make the best offer. It may be that agent's first offer they ever wrote. This language, you know, English may not be a language that they're strong in. They may be not super experienced. It's, so you want to make it easy for them to do a good job, and you want to be a partner to them and not adversarial. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we help with the preparation of the home. We anticipate any issues that buyers are going to have. And then we do something called a listing launch to create the urgency. So what I like to do is get the home on the market on a Wednesday or a Thursday and then say that we're going to review offers on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And so you are taking advantage of buyer psychology. You're getting as many people into the home as possible and then getting them ready to make that bid, mm-hmm. Knowing that they have a deadline. They can't just wait and see.
Yeah, and so it's interesting with every market thinks there's different strategies and things that come into play, and you're really thinking about how do we maximize this opportunity in this market, which is, in this example, is the listing launch. So from a seller's perspective, talk about the benefit of a listing launch.
Well, it's taking advantage of buyer psychology. So right now, if you're a buyer, chances are you're, you know, you've got your cell phone in your pocket and mm-hmm. it buzzes every time there's a new listing and you're like, oh, this could be it. This could yes. be the one. You know, a lot of buyers.
Or finally, there's one.
Finally.
Is this it?
Yeah.
And
a lot
can
of,
I get the offer?
A lot of buyers have lost.
Yes.
Over and over. So yeah. they think this could be it. There's mm-hmm. not much to choose from. Inventory is low. So you take advantage of that buyer psychology and that scarcity
sure.
in the market. Mm-hmm. And try to make the most of that and get them as enthused as possible for the home so that mm-hmm. they can show up on Tuesday with the strongest possible offer for you.
Now, what if a buyer wants to submit an offer before the offer review date?
Well, you know, I mean, ultimately, it's the seller's decision. Mm-hmm. I try to talk with them ahead of time to see how they might feel about that. You know, I've been in a situation representing buyers where we've stolen the house by making a good offer before the offer review, and then, you know, all the other buyers are mad. generally, if someone will make an offer ahead of time, they're probably going to hang around until the offer review date. And that will give you a good idea of what a starting price might be.
Yeah. And so it's interesting in really doing everything that you can to win in this offer, because I know that there are agents that coach their clients that I know there's an offer review date and, you know, but let's get in. You're going aggressive and let's tease them a little bit and see what happens. You know, worst case, it doesn't work. And then you're going to be there with all the other the offers that come in. So, Angelina, what are the things that sellers are looking for in this multiple offer arena?
Well, you'd think it would be price, right? Like
you
you're looking
so.
For the highest
unless
price
you're behind
offer.
The scenes like we are, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Well, I think the most important thing is certainty. So mm-hmm. have they waived all of their contingencies? Contingency is just another word for a way to bail on your offer. If someone comes in with a non-refundable earnest money deposit that they're going to wire you to escrow and give to you on Monday, uh-huh. and they've waived all their contingencies, and their offers may be a little bit lower than someone who does have a contingency in there, well, I want to say that's your surest bet.
Yeah, so share a couple of those contingencies that you're talking about.
So, for example, inspection is one mm-hmm. of them. Title, now that's a contingency that is completely subjective. Someone
yes.
doesn't have to give a reason. They're like, I want to get
like
out of
it.
This deal.
Yes.
Lol, I'm mm-hmm. out of here.
Yeah.
That's one of them. And financing,
as
you know
mm-hmm.
very well,
uh-huh.
You'd like to be working with a buyer who has all their all their ducks in a row and
yes.
has gone through underwriting and is ready to close with yeah. a great lender.
And when they waive the finance contingency, they've gone through underwriting, but things could happen and they could lose their job. And then they're going to be stuck out on the earnest money. I think that's important. And also the other one's appraisal. You know, just waiving the financing includes appraisal, but sometimes you'll see that they'll say, well, we'll pay $50,000, $100,000, whatever it is over the appraised value. It's surprising, though, how much on the consumer side, unless you're behind the scenes like the three of us are, is that they don't realize. I've had a client that's asked before, so now I just tell them. First, I go back, let them know you need to really consult with your real estate expert because they're the ones that are working through the contract with you. But if it comes up in conversation, you're not going to have to buy the house. You're going to lose your earnest money. So that $30,000 earnest money you put down. But I've had, you know, a client said, well, gosh, I don't have the money to buy the house. Well, isn't that crazy? I mean, so really being able to explain the whole dynamic of what this risk really is, right?
Exactly. And that's a conversation that needs to be had well ahead of time. If
yes.
you're not ready to play in this arena, maybe you need to be looking in a different price point or a different area that maybe isn't so competitive.
Yes.
It's
yes.
just the fact of the matter.
So considering multiple offer scenarios, how do you educate your seller on which is the best offer and which one to choose?
Well, so I've got my handy dandy spreadsheet that goes over every possible variable that
Love
there is
that.
In the contract. And what we're looking for are there any red flags or ways that this buyer can try to get out of it? If it's cash, is the cash in the United States? That's a big deal. If it's a loan, who's the lender? Is it somebody mm-hmm. you can trust? Is it somebody that can get it done quickly? Have they waived their appraisal? The worst thing is when someone offers you a tremendous offer, it's so very high and it's so dazzling, yet they have an appraisal contingency in there. That means if the house doesn't appraise, you're not
yeah.
going to get that amount as the seller. They give it with one hand, they take it away with the other. That's what
yeah.
you want to avoid.
Yeah. So let's talk about multiple offer situations that backfire.
Well, okay, thank God, and I'm very grateful that I have experienced this on the buyer side.
Uh-huh.
It has not happened to me on the seller side, thank God, and I don't want it to. I had a buyer who made an offer, and they lost. They were one of the runners-up, which you get nothing for being a runner-up. The person who did win never deposited their earnest money.
Oh, my gosh.
So they weren't a serious buyer. So what ended up happening was the agent who had that home listed
mm-hmm.
tried to do another offer review the following Tuesday, and you don't get a second chance
yeah.
to make a first impression. And we ended up, very luckily, getting that home for $50,000 less than what the first buyer had agreed to pay for it.
Wow.
So that was lucky for us.
Lucky
kind
you,
of sad
not so
for
lucky
the
for that
seller.
Yeah.
But that's how it can backfire. You choose the wrong person
yes.
to buy the home.
Yeah.
So what's your best advice for a seller today in the market?
My best advice is to hire somebody that they trust, who has a really good track record, who has strong relationships with lenders and inspectors and other professionals, and has been around the block a few times, knows what they're doing. Don't take a chance.
Yeah, and great advice, Angela. It's so important. And that's what the show is all about. Why Keelan and I are here is really to build a team of the best of the best experts in all area regarding financing. We represent the mortgage space, and I don't think that there's really too many people out there that can provide a better quality of service than we can. But there are so many other things, from real estate, coaches, our King County assessor, and everything that's happening over there. And so we just really appreciate having you here, your wealth of information. And if you're listening to the show, it was a great show. Great guest as always. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150, or you can go online to themoneyhour.com. If you missed any of the amazing guests, of course, the podcasts are there. And so, Angelina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Tina and Keelan.
Thank you.
And this is your host, Tina Mitchell.
And Keelan Harvey.
Our co-host. Signing off for the day. We'll be here same time, same place next weekend, right here at 11:50 a.m. KKNW. Have a great weekend, everyone.